Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Jake Paul wearing a diamond plated ear covering to stop him being bitten. Betting anybody who wants to go against him. Mike Tyson's on the other side, who's very sullen, not really saying much.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
I'm going to very quickly run through the newspaper headlines. Do you have something to say?
No, just hello.
Look like you were... Oh, sorry.
Just hello, that's all.
All right, okay. Welcome. Arthur, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah, no grand. Fine.
Whoa. Wow. There's a lot of touchiness in the air. The Irish Times this morning, front page, lead. Several senior Dublin footballers could follow Fenton out the door, and they've got the same ones that we were talking about on the show yesterday. Speculation around Mannion, McFitz, McCaffrey and John Small. That is the crack with that. The front of the Examiner this morning is resting easy. Dublin legend Fenton goes out at the top. Don Lennon, I'll rest easier when Crowley and Prendergast jostle for the 10 jersey. John Fallon writing inside the paper, divergence for Carsley in Ireland dims dream of delayed reunion. There is a possibility, obviously, Lee Carsley is the next Ireland manager after Heimir Hallgrimsson. He would have more experience profile than John O'Shea. And he will be available again, but there's a possibility John Fallon writes of him actually getting a full-time job. EFL Chiefs give special dispensation to McLean over Poppy. This is James McLean's going to be able to leave the pitch by the fastest route because of the abuse he suffers. Fogarty, confident young props can step up. So John Fogarty, our scrum coach, has been talking about the prop situation. Brilliant story from Martin Brenny, which I hadn't heard. Conor O'Donovan, the former Tipperary All-Ireland winner, is nothing if not persistent in his drive to rid hurling of illegal hand passing. So he's going through the usual channels. Backed by his club, Nina Aroge, he steered a motion through the TIP convention last December proposing a rule change whereby the player in possession could only hand pass with the hand not holding the ball. This isn't hurling, obviously. Now he wants to make it a general election issue. In a letter to the Nina Guardian, he notes candidates will highlight issues at both local and national level that they will support on behalf of their constituents if elected or re-elected. A public declaration of support would go down well with the Tipperary public, he says. With hurling being our national sport, the issue of ball throwing is therefore a national issue that resonates strongly with hurling fans throughout Tipperary. What if it's like the 300, the last little 300 votes you need to get over the line is to go after throwing the ball and hurling? Obviously, nobody in Tipperary throws the ball.
No, it's never happened.
Arthur, who's he talking about? Who's he talking about, Arthur?
I mean, it's pretty rampant.
Does he have someone specific in mind, do you think? Do you think the Tipperary people, when they think of who throws the ball in hurling, who do they have in mind?
Who knows? They have a lot of grievances. There's a breakdown there exactly how that's going to happen.
I mean, no, it's a short piece in the papers. What do you
want? How are you supposed to break? How are you supposed to pass the ball?
I presume it does. I presume it does. If like... This is a sidebar.
Your intention here is what? That he's this is how you're going to stop Limerick.
What?
Once and for all.
Who's he talking about? Who did you say?
I gotcha.
It's like, I don't. It's one of those things that, you know, it's funny. I remember I had many conversations with Mick about this. I accept that the rule is the rule and should be adhered to for that reason, but it's funny now that it's so rarely caught in any game. And because when it is caught, more often than not, if depending on where they, I suppose they are in the pitch, it almost equals a point because the free taking is so good. I think the punishment does not fit the crime as it is. So I think although it's kind of grand, adhere to the rules, because it can't be reffed properly, and maybe that's what he's trying to do, get some clarity, but I've no idea how that even looks. I don't know how you're supposed to pass with the hand your hurl is in.
You can only hand pass with the hand not holding the ball. So,
how is that meant to happen? I just can't head it. Like,
well, you flick it up, and while you flick it up, you're taking the hurl. So the ball's in the air.
Okay, I mean, yeah, but is hurling not the best it's ever been?
Look, I mean, you're a Limerick supporter.
No, but like generally,
this hurling historian, it's the greatest era.
It's the All Ireland final that's just gone.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
it was amazing.
It's good, yeah. It's good.
And you know.
Would have been better though if there was no throwing the ball, wouldn't it?
Well, I just think the knock on effect of that's probably more stick passing. And I don't know if, like, that's...
That no, looks
Limerick
beautiful.
Limerick are pretty good at that too.
They are too. I'm,
like, so who knows?
Maybe.
We should get him on. We should get him on. I'd like to hear more about it.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
If only you were the producer of the show and could make that call.
Someone write that down.
Kelleher, ready to be number one. Sorry, excuse me. Kelleher, ready to be number one hit at Liverpool or elsewhere. And you're like, oh, this is obviously one of the Irish papers who are doing a puff piece on Caoimhín Kelleher. But no. It's the Daily Telegraph. Chris Bascombe has, it is carried in some of the Irish papers today as an agency piece. But yeah, the numbers show that he's ready to go. Now, the BBC's transfer gossip report that Arne Slot is ready to sell Alisson and Northern Ireland goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher. Like, what a way to boost traffic this morning, lads. That's a good idea.
There's
well
a detail in there. It's funny, the Chris Bascombe piece where he's talking about the, you know, Liverpool were baffled at that Aaron Ramsdale could command a fee of 25 million and Caoimhín Kelleher couldn't, you know, didn't amount to half that. And it's just kind of, well, we know exactly why that is.
English.
Yeah, exactly. English, like, don't pretend like you don't know why that is happening.
Well, but there's no, there wasn't massive benefit for Southampton. Was Southampton?
Yeah.
In signing an English goalkeeper. Like, it's a, if it's one of the top four or team in Europe, that will then replace their need to have an English player.
You still need a certain number of homegrown players for domestically.
For the Premier League.
Yeah.
But they must have that. They've got like...
No, for sure. But they obviously rate him, but that's why the rating may be skewed and why this guy... But 25 million for this guy who's played X number of games for Arsenal. Amazing. Yeah.
I wouldn't assume the English tax applies to anybody outside the top four.
Oh, I'd think so.
All right. Well, it obviously does. Guardiola close to City deal is the other big story of the morning that we haven't spoken about yet. What are you thinking about this?
Well, he's doing a Brian Fenton on it. He'll do 10 seasons and go. This will bring him up to 2026. And I'm not overly surprised from Guardiola's point of view. Like, he did say when the investigation was launched into the 115 charges, which was what, February 2023, did say early doors, I'm going to stay. With the only caveat being, unless I discover that the club has been lying to me. So that's his out. So I don't see a reason why he wouldn't fulfil this new extension for a year and a half time unless Man City are found spectacularly guilty, and then he can use that line he used at the start of last year, which was, oh, it actually did lie to me, so I can leave now. It's I think it's ultimately kind of good news for the Premier League, to be honest, despite Man City's dominance, to have Pep Guardiola stay.
Yeah.
I actually, like, you know, a lot of people, a lot of fans, a lot of Liverpool supporters, I'm sure, from recent years would have preferred that Pep wasn't around and, well, any other rival, actually. But when he does leave, whoever comes in afterwards will feel a bit underwhelming, and it's good to have him hanging around a bit longer, especially after Jurgen Klopp left. So I actually ultimately think it's a good thing for the Premier League. I was happy to see that he extended his contract.
Is this a new one-year deal that's going to take him? So he was out at the end of the year.
Out of this season, yeah, this season,
right,
yeah.
So that's the end of the season, just before the season that starts the World Cup, right? Or is it taking?
Yeah, the 26th World Cup is, yeah, that's the one in America. Yeah.
So he could still ride to the rescue of some needy team at the World Cup if he wanted to.
Oh, I don't know. Would he go straight into work?
I don't think that's
the
style, really.
But who knows?
I mean, crack.
Who knows? Like, he's been at one club for a decade. He might want to try something wildly different.
So I'm wrong. It's 24, 25, 25, 26. This is going to take him up to the end of the...
It's a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great, yeah.
So it's just a one-year contract extension. So there was speculation when City lost the FA Cup final to Manchester United that he was going to go. That's something he took his time over the summer. And every time he signed the contract extension, which is usually around winter time, he goes over to Abu Dhabi to meet the lads. And he didn't do it this time. So there was speculation. And of course, he's just off the back of losing four games in a row for the first time ever as manager. So it's interesting. I didn't see it coming, actually. I thought he'd bring this right to the wire and maybe sign a new extension in the new year. But I actually ultimately think it's a good thing for the competitiveness of the league. Like, there's a lot of seriously good managers in the Premier League now. And it, like, once everyone has their house in order and breathes a little and starts next season afresh, it'll be really good. Like, Slot will have one campaign under him. Amorim will see what the crack is. And Pep's going to have his last dance, like Fenton.
Why did I defend the club and the people? It's because I work with them. When they are accused of something, I ask them, tell me about that. They explain and I believe them. I said to them, if you lie to me, the day after, I am not here. Yeah. I will be out and I will not be your friend anymore. I put my faith in you because I believe you 100% from day one, and I defend the club because of that. I won't be friends with you anymore. It's a little
Banshees of Inisherin,
a little teenage drama. But I, you know, look, he's entitled to do what he wants, right, at this stage. The Pep,
yeah, like
City
like,
era.
He has it so good at Manchester City. Everything is laid out for him.
Delivered.
And even with Tixi leaving, look, that was the one thing as well with him leaving, and then Hugo Viana coming in. It was like, well, his best buddy and closest confidant is gone, so maybe he'll leave too. But he's going to give this new guy, the former Newcastle playmaker, an opportunity to impress him.
I would have gone with like the Cheeky Girls. Is the pronunciation?
Is it cheeky?
I think so.
I like Tixi.
Yeah, I know. That's, I mean, say what you see.